Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA. Pastor CJ on your radio this afternoon. And of course, let me just say to each and every one of you who are listening to me right now, you are in for a treat, okay? Let me just say to all of you, you've been hearing it all over the radio. You've been hearing it all over the city. The legendary Mississippi Mass Choir are making their way to Shreveport, Louisiana on February the 20th. But I'm excited because I have the executive director. Yeah, the executive director of the Mississippi Mass Choir, also a producer, songwriter, and he's the former executive director of Malico Music Group Gospel Division. Yeah, I'm talking about none other than the man himself, Mr. Jerry Mattery. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Brother Charles. I tell you what, you've inspired me. You got me ready to put on my shoes and to hit the Shreveport now with that introduction.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we are just so excited to speak to you and just thank you for all of the wonderful work that you've done in this nation for gospel music and all the work that you continue to do. I want to ask you this quick question. You know, everybody's been asking, I haven't heard from the Mississippi Mass Choir in almost over 10 years. So the question is, what has the choir been up to?
Well, you know what we say is that we haven't been anywhere, but we back.
All right.
You know, it's been 10 years. Normally, we record in like every two and a half year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pandemic hitting, it really knocked us out because we couldn't even get together except, you know, via Zoom.
Yeah.
And so it's been 10 years since our last release, but we've continued to work. But on October the 28th, we recorded our 11th live recording videotaping, and I truly believe that this is the best recording we've done since Frank Williams left here, since the Grace and Mercy Project.
Oh, wow.
I think we have gone back and reconnected to 1993.
Wow.
And it was the most phenomenal recording I've been a part of since then. As a matter of fact, the only problem we have with the project, we have about 8 songs that could be a single. So I'll probably have to give you a call to help you make up our mind. Because
please
this
do.
Is the best project. And what we've done, you know, we've replenished the choir. We brought in like 64 new singers because we know, you know, you do have to replenish. And what this did, it really gave us that our energy back again, and with the new members, it really fired our older members up, the ones who've been with us over the years. And so right now, I think when we come to Shreveport on February 20th, you'll be able to say, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been off the scene, but they back. And they back in a powerful way.
Well, listen, we're certainly looking forward to you all coming to Shreveport. And, of course, you talked about a recording. So, you know, we're all excited to hear some new music from the Mississippi Mass Choir. You know, it's going to be played everywhere. It doesn't matter which one of those 8 songs you choose. It's Mississippi Mass. But let me ask you this. What's the inspiration behind the new album?
Well, you know, our vision, you know, is to, with the new album, we really want to spread hope and positivity to inspire and encourage those who've been struggling or feeling discouraged. And, you know, and our motto is serving God through song. And after 34 years of being together, we still believe that God's promises are real and that His love and His presence can be felt in every aspect of our lives. So through this new album, we aim to uplift and empower people to keep on believing God's promises because we know He's not a man that He should lie.
Mm.
And all of His promises are yes and amen. So we're really reminding the people what they already know.
Wow.
Just to be able to encourage them. So, and we know a lot of our listeners are going through some dark time, but this project is going to be a glimmer of hope and that we really praying that it will help our fellow believers overcome any obstacle that they are facing.
Well, on this new album, is there any special guest or collaborations that were featured on this album?
Yes, yes. You remember Crystal Akins, who was the season one winner?
Yes.
Sunday's Best.
Yes.
Look, I had to confess to her and her management. I knew her, but I really didn't know her.
Oh, wow.
And this young lady is one of the best kept secrets. And we have a song for her that's going to, people going to say, wow, where has this sister been?
Yeah.
And then we had Brian Courtney Wilson.
Yeah.
Milton, Reverend Milton Bingham, who was with us from the very beginning, you know, he did call him up and tell him what you want on the first project.
Yeah.
So we brought Milton Bingham back. We have Paul Porter of the Christianaires.
Wow.
Myron Butler.
Wow.
And Stan Jones, who's one of the top producers in the country. He has Marvin Sapp's number one song right now. So we have you talking about a load of special guests, and also Tina Campbell of Mary Mary. We can't forget Tina.
Wow.
And with the choir, you know, we really stayed true to our roots, but we branched out.
Wow.
And when you hear some of these songs, you say, oh my God. You know, this is a fresh feeling, a fresh rendition, but we are staying true to our roots.
Wow, it's extraordinary the amount of work that you all are putting into this project, and I know it's going to bless millions of people, and so many people have been impacted by the work of the Mississippi Mass Choir, as you all have been a blessing to the gospel music genre. Let me ask you this, everybody want to see the Mississippi Mass Choir. Everybody want to see it. Everybody want to see the Mississippi Mass Choir, right? And can you talk about, we know you're coming to Shreveport, but are there any more upcoming performances or tours or events that you all have planned?
Oh, yes. We're going to do our CD release in Memphis. And going to be in June the 16th. So we're planning all of the special guests on the project. We're bringing them back. And so we're going to do that release. But we have dates. In matter of fact, we're going to be in Texarkana.
Wow.
We have Little Rock. And so Montgomery, Alabama. We're looking at Louisville.
Wow.
And so it seems like we've been off the scene, but we really have been working all along.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, a part of our group just did a month tour of Spain.
Wow.
And the choir is going back in December. And so we, as I say, it might appear that we're off the scene, but it's because we haven't had new music on the radio. But we haven't stopped doing what we're doing.
Wow.
And so I'm so excited about what we are right now and what God is doing for us in this new season.
Well, let me just say this. You said it may seem like you all are off the scene and y'all haven't sent any music to radio in a long time. Let me just say this. The only people who don't have to send music every year to radio are legendary people, okay? So the Mississippi Mass Choir is a legendary group. In other words, you all have made so much golden music to where your music will be played forever because it has penetrated the hearts and minds of people, and people still enjoy wonderful music from the Mississippi Mass Choir. You still hearing it sung by not just choirs, but praise teams, by individual psalmists, and by, you know, people in other genres. There are so many people who've been blessed by you all's music. Now, I just want to go and put this to rest because everybody's been asking me these last couple of days, are they really coming to Shreveport? Are they really coming to Shreveport? Are they really? Mr. Jerry, you know, you're the executive director. I want y'all to know who I'm talking to, okay? This is the man that's in charge of all Mississippi Mass Choir. Anything Mississippi Mass Choir got to run through him, okay? So can you please put their minds to ease and let them know that y'all making y'all way to Shreveport?
Like I said, we've already fired the bus up. And so we've already gotten the wrong side of the cleaning. And when KOKA calls, you know, it's just not like anybody calls. But when KOKA calls, we got to start running. And so, you know, man, let me say this, with all this accolade you gave up,
wow,
we would not be who we are.
Wow.
If it was not for, you know, KOKA and,
wow,
and all of your sister stations
wow,
around the country, because you all are the one that really make it available to the public.
Wow.
You know, it's old I heard an old saying about if a tree fall in the forest and no one hear it, does it make a sound?
Woo.
And so with KOKA, we could be out there and we could be doing all these things, but if no one is there to hear it.
Wow.
And see, and that's what you all are, a ministry.
Wow.
Just as we are a ministry, and our official name is Mississippi Mass Choir Ministry.
Wow.
But KOKA is a ministry.
Wow.
Because what you're doing, you are spreading light. You are spreading the good news every day.
That's right.
And without you all, you know, it would be very difficult for us to do what we do. And we just really want to just give a shout out to you.
Wow.
And thank you for really keeping our music before the public and keeping us relevant. So I go on the record to say, yes, we coming.
All right, there it is.
I go on the record to say that Reverend Charles Nelson, the KOKA, has played an immense role in all of our success. I just want to say thank you.
Well, absolutely. Let me just say to you, Jerry, that you are indeed, it's been an honor to work with you these last couple of weeks. And I want you all to know that Jerry has been a part of this industry for years. Now, I know we're talking about the Mississippi Mass Choir, but I also want to give you the impact of who he is. This man have worked with all kind of artists across this country. If you heard me say it earlier, he's the former executive director of Malico Music Group Gospel Division. So he has been able to touch so many artists across this country. Again, Jerry, I want to say thank you for your contribution to gospel music. Thank you because we're humbled. We're humbled by this opportunity. I know that our station play a part in the success of gospel music artists' careers, but also at the same time, we're humbled by this opportunity. And also we're honored, and we look forward to hosting you all. We look forward to taking care of you all. We're looking forward to doing everything that we can to let you know that in Shreveport, we love you. And we appreciate your music and appreciate the work that you do. Thank you so much. And y'all just keep your radio locked right here. And the Mississippi Mass Choir on the way February the 20th, 6 p.m. at Morningstar Baptist Church. Be there, because, listen, I'm going to just say it like this. I asked Mr. Jerry, I said, well, look, how long y'all going to sing? Mr. Jerry said, we'll sing an hour. We'll do an encore. We'll do whatever we got to do. We going to sing. And I was like, woo, I didn't know y'all was going to sing that long. But he said, we going to do what we got to do. Okay, so thank you.
We do not quench the spirit, and we're coming there to really just to minister in song. It's been such a long time, and our thing is, we say to God be the glory, you know, for the great things that he has done, but we're coming there as ministers, not as entertainers.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we don't say we're in concert, we say we're in service, as in church service. That's what it's all about. It's really about service.
Well, Mr. Jerry can tell y'all that I only requested two things from him. I said, number one, wear your robes. And number two, sing all your hits. That's what I said. Sing all your hits.
And what I told Brother Charles is, they're just like saying to Superman to show up without his cape on. Now, you know Superman gonna show up with a cape on. and we're going to sing something from the new project.
That's right. That's right.
We get a chance to hear some of the first music from the new project. Wow. Shreveport will be the first one to hear it.
Wow. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's all that need to be said, y'all. Let me get out of here. Keep your radio lock right here. You're listening to the best in gospel music. We're Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA.